Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tampa Bay area officials have arrested the pastor of a megachurch after detectives say he held two services yesterday with hundreds of people and violated a safer at home order put in place to limit the spread of coronavirus. According to jail records, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown turned himself in to authorities this afternoon in Hernando County, where he lives. Hillsborough County Emergency Management says it has secured 1,500 additional testing collection kits from the state of Florida and will reopen the COVID-19 community collection testing site at Raymond James Stadium from Wednesday through Friday. Drive-through testing will be administered by appointment only to symptomatic patients who have pre-registered through Hillsborough County's call center. Beginning at 8 tomorrow morning, you can call for a pre-screening at 813-272-5900. The coronavirus is still spreading exponentially in Florida. According to the state's Department of Health website, there have been 5,473 positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. 63 people have died. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus tests for the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 253. In Pinellas, 126. There are 39 in Manatee, 61 in Sarasota, 18 in Charlotte, 38 in Pasco, 21 in Hernando, 17 in Citrus, and 55 in Polk. The legal aid organization Gulf Coast Legal Services says they are seeing an influx of calls from tenants regarding evictions, even during the coronavirus pandemic. Robin Stover, who is Deputy Director of Housing and Financial Stability Units at Gulf Coast Legal Services, was a guest today on WMNF's Midpoint.
On March 27th, the president signed the CARES Act, and that is the federal act that is related to, obviously, the coronavirus crisis. Private landlords who own a building and do not have a federally backed mortgage, private landlords, those evictions are not controlled or not affected by the CARES Act. Landlords who have a mortgage on their housing unit, if they have a building that has 5 units or more, and that landlord has a mortgage on that property that is insured, guaranteed, or assisted in any way by HUD, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the Rural Housing Voucher Program, or the Violence Against Women Act of 1994. In other words, if a landlord has a property that is somehow supplemented in any way by the federal government, then those landlords for 120 days from the date of enactment, which was March 27th, so for 120 days, those landlords are prohibited from initiating legal action to recover possession of a rental unit related to non-payment.
That's Robin Stover with Gulf Coast Legal Services speaking today on WMNF's Midpoint. Her group is seeing an influx of calls from tenants regarding evictions, even during the coronavirus pandemic. With millions of people suddenly out of work and rent due at the first of the month, some tenants are vowing to go on a rent strike until the coronavirus pandemic subsides. Many cities have temporarily banned evictions, but strike advocates are demanding that rent payments be waived, not delayed, for those in need. White sheets are being hung in apartment windows to show solidarity with the movement that is gaining steam on social media sites. Flyers urging people to participate are being posted in several cities. Strike opponents warn that not paying rent could lead to eviction and damaged credit scores. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis does not want a cruise ship where 4 people died and others are sick to offload passengers for treatment. He says Florida cannot treat outsiders right now. Many of the passengers on board are American or Canadian. Speaking at a news conference at a testing center in South Florida today, DeSantis said Holland America should send doctors and treat passengers on board. The ship has been searching for a port since leaving South America. A sister ship picked up the healthy passengers. The ships are about 3 days from Florida. The Tampa Bay Times says that beginning next week, the Times will temporarily be printing a paper only 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Sundays. The rest of the week will be online only. The paper is also furloughing 8 more employees. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. Overnight lows will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.